Blog Talk Radio. Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Lord. Yes, we are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. I'm your host and preacher of the hour, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. We're excited about what God is about to do today on this broadcast. As every week that God allows the breakthrough broadcast to come on this air, that God will be exalted, that God will be lifted up. But he said, if I be lifted up, he said that he will draw all men unto him. So therefore today, this another opportunity for this broadcast to lift up the name of Jesus. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. And wherever you may be, if you are in a place that you can stop in reverence, God, we're going to ask that you do this at this time. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. And Lord, we just praise your name. And Lord, we thank you for all that you have done, all, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our pathway. And God, that word, that we hear in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. Father, we thank you, God, for every listener, God, that's on this air today. And God, those that are going to be listening, God, to this broadcast, Lord, even, Father God, after, Lord God, doing in this week and the weeks to come, that God, that word, God, the anointing of your power, God, will saturate them, God, that they'll be made better, God, that they'll be able to say yes to your will and yes to your way. And this we thank you and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Yes, you are listening to the Breakthrough broadcast, and we are broadcasting live from the city of Jacksonville, Florida. Our topic today will be recommit to God's word. And our key verse will be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. That is taken from James, the first chapter, and the 22nd verse. I would like to take this opportunity at this time to introduce to you the panelists here on the Breakthrough broadcast. We thank God for the women of God that have committed themselves to teach and to preach through the word of God, that souls can be saved, lives can be changed, that the word of God will cause them to have a clearer understanding of what God is saying in this day and this hour, that they can be obedient unto his word. We would like to introduce Miss Helen Hooper, Elder Natasha Davis, Pastor Gladys Sampson, Pastor Mary Wilson, and Minister Takiya Robinson. We thank God for all that you have done and all, God, that he's going to do according to your word. Our central truth for today would be knowing and doing God's word. It's foundational to Christian life. And I think that's worth saying again. Knowing and doing God's word is foundational to the Christian life. Our topic. We have three subtopics today, and they will be understanding God's word, celebrate God's word, and the last one will be obey God's word. So at this time, we want you to get ready. We want you to be able to as if you're sitting to your dining room table and you're getting ready to prepare for that meal that you enjoy eating so much. But we want you today to know that you have a meal coming today that is so much better than any meal that you have tasted. So here we are today. We're getting ready to go to our third topic, which is understanding God's word. And we're going to welcome to the Breakthrough broadcast, Miss Helen Hooper.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy, and welcome to all our listeners and to the broadcast family, and Happy New Year. May God pour out his best blessings, his very best blessings on you and your family this year. And as Pastor McCoy said, I'll be coming from Nehemiah 8th chapter. I'll be reading the first through the fourth verses, and it reads as, "And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Israel, the scribe, to bring the book of law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel. And Israel the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate, from the morning until midday, before the men and women and those that could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. And Israel the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood which they had made for the purpose, and beside him stood," and as you read, there are men that stood with him. There were actually priests that were there to help him to read, because as you can see, the Bible says he stood from the morning to the midday, meaning that he stood from early, early morning and to midday, and I'm pretty sure he needed some help. And here we see in chapter 8, verses 1 through 4, that Israel is here. He's bringing out the book. The people ask him to bring out the law of Moses, the book of Moses. And we see, as I read this, I get that Israel was a sort of revivalist or a sort of restorer for God's people, because being one, he was the leading priest, so he knew the word of God. And here we're speaking about recommit to God's word, and the leaders that God had put, you know, over us should be committed and recommit, you know, to God's word. They should know God's word. They should be able to give God's people his word. And see, we see here that Israel is doing exactly that. He's a revivalist. He was a revivalist for God's people, because they wanted to obey the Lord, because they were God, they were in captivity for so long. And when they came back, they wanted to know what God required of them. And we should want to know what God requires of us. That's why we should get in our word, and we should study our word. And I've heard Dr. McCoy say it so many times, 2 Timothy 2:15, and study thyself, you know, study to show thyself approved, and a good workman that needeth not be ashamed or rightly dividing the word of truth. And she says it all the time, and this is true, it's the word of God, and that we should know the word of God so we can rightly divide it. And we, when God gives leaders the word, and they should know it, they should have a foundation so they can teach and bring the men and women to God where they're supposed to be. So we see here Israel, is he brings out the book like the people wanted, because they wanted to reverence God. They wanted to, they loved him. They knew what he had done. He had brought them out of captivity, and they were back, and they wanted to just know their hearts were, and they wanted to know what God requires of us. And that's what we should want these days. And he was able to do that, because he was, like I said, he was the leading priest. He knew what to give them. He went and he read that word to them, and as I was reading on, it said he read from morning to midday, but he also had people that, the priests that were helping him, the Levites that were helping him, is mentioned in verse 5, and we should get, and I was reading, I said, well, because the Bible mentions it, it said he had a podium of wood, and when I was reading, and I was asking God, well, it mentions wood, so why would it? It was saying because he didn't want any distractions. He just made a simple podium it was made out of wood, so he didn't want any distractions from God's word. He wanted to read God's word and to make sure that they got God's word. And when I was reading on, it was saying how the people stood, because, and that shows reverence unto God's word, because they wanted to know God's word. And we as leaders in the church and leaders of this time, we should know how to feed God's people. As we read on and read on all through the Bible, it says where leaders should be apt to teach and apt to preach, and they should know how to feed God's flock and to feed God's people. And that's what we see Israel here doing. He was a restorer. He wanted them to serve the Lord the way they were supposed to serve the Lord. He went in and he was like, he purified the people, because they had been gone to captivity for so long. So the marriages that they were in and the things that they were doing and the idolatry that they were practicing, he wanted to get that out of those people. He wanted to bring them back to God. And that's what we see him doing, recommitting the people to God's word, to his ways, to his commandments, what he would have them to do, how he would have them to serve him. And that's what we see here in chapter 8. That's how I start off, as Israel being that revivalist. And when we know, when we hear the word of God, it revives our soul. It gets in there. Hearing the word of God, it speaks revival to your soul. And we as leaders need to know how to speak revival to God's people, because when they know better, they do better. And we should be, like our key verse said today, we should be doers of the word, not only hearers, but doers of the word. And we see that here today. Israel wanted to give them that. He did give them that. They were anxious to hear it also. So when God puts people in our lives that are to lead us and teach us, we should try to sit and just absorb it all. Just pour it all into your spirit so you can go out and you can do the same thing. But when God put people in your life that just pours into your life, that's just awesome to me, that I can learn and people can sharpen me. That's what I love, and that's what the women and men and women of God should know, just to teach God's people. And we see Israel doing this, and it gave them great pleasure to do this. The people were hungry for that word because they wanted to serve God, and they wanted to do better, and they wanted to know. So this day and time, we should also be that way. We should want to know what the word of God says. We should be in his word all the time. We should study, just like the word says, to show ourselves approved. So we will always, not always, because sometimes, you know, we do fall and we do have our struggles. Everybody has our struggles, but we should always be able to get back up and do what the word of God says and stand on his word. We should want that. We should just want to just absorb the word so we'll know how to teach and how to preach and what people need when they come to us. That's how we build up the kingdom of God, and we see that's what Israel is doing here. Like I said, he's sort of a revivalist for God's people. He's a restorer of that word and of that law. So that's what we're studying about today, to recommit to God's word, and all of us should be able to do that today. So back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you. Ms. Cooper, blessing us, because we need to commit. We need to commit ourselves back to God's word. The only thing, that peace that we can have, the only real salvation that we can have, the only love that we can know, is all through the word of God. So we want you, as you're listening to the word of God today, that if you're astrayed, if you're stopped reading the word, if you're taking God's word for granted, we want you this day to reconnect, to recommit yourself to God. And because there is the riches of God's word, there is a reward when we can give ourselves totally and unconditionally to our God. At this time, we're getting ready to go to Nehemiah, the 8th chapter, 5 through 8. And we would like to welcome Elder Natasha Davis to the Breakthrough Broadcast. She is going to talk to us about also understand God's word. Elder Davis.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad to be with you on the day, Dr. McCoy, listening audience, and also to our very special panel guest with us on today. I want to say thank the Lord and honor you today for me being able to be in the midst of his people. Thank the Lord today for his word, to understand God's word. Nehemiah 8 verse 5 declares that Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. All the people answered, Amen, lifting up their hands and bowed their heads in worship to the Lord and their faces to the ground. Then the Bible lists scribes and priests and those men of God that were with Ezra to give the people understanding of what the word of the Lord is. And as we finalize this scripture reading with verse 8, it says that they read the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. I'm so thankful for the word of the Lord on today. It says that when Ezra opened up the book, the people stood up. There was such an eagerness and an anticipation from the people to hear what God was saying to them. And the church, we got to get back to a place and recommit ourselves to that when we go to the house of God, that we are so amped and hyped with anticipation to hear what God is saying to our lives and to give us understanding of what we're going through and what he's about to do in our lives. I remember the days when I was so excited and so hyped to get to the house of God because I knew that my pastor had a word for me. I thank God that the word of God says that there were scribes and there was priests there to make known and give understanding to the people of God of what his word declared about their lives. I'm so thankful to God for pastors and leaders who are committed to God and giving God's people what thus saith the Lord. We are to honor pastors. We are to honor and celebrate all of those who are in the fivefold ministry, those who are in leadership. We are to honor them. Why? Because God said in the book of Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15, that I will give you pastors after my own heart, specifically to feed you with knowledge and understanding. I'm so thankful for every pastor that I've had in my life that showed me how to overcome, who gave me understanding, they gave me principles from the word of God. I'm so thankful that they taught me how to give and be blessed of God. Everything and everything I am right now, I am and I give tribute and I pay tribute to the men and women of God that he's put around me that were there for me in the times that I needed to grow past certain things and get delivered and learn how to walk holy. I thank God for the saints of old that lived a life before me that had understanding in the word of God. And so today let's make a recommitment to what the word of God says, even just to honor. He gave us pastors after his own heart. We have to have that anticipation. We got to have that falling in love with Jesus experience all over again. God said in his word that, you know, he would spew us out if we were lukewarm, and we got to be burning hot. We got to come to a place when pastors are ministering the word of God that we are actually on our seat, just waiting and anticipating on the edge of our seats to hear what thus saith the Lord. I'm so glad and so excited today that his word says to touch not his anointed and do his prophets no harm. I'm thankful today that God will look over his pastors and he will always do what he did for Ezra, call them to be above the people, not lifted up above people, but in a posture or in a place, in a position to understand that the word is getting ready to come out of that man and that woman of God's mouth, and that the people are to have an anticipation. Again, I can't say that enough, to have an anticipation of truly being excited and being thrilled to understand that the principles that the men and the women of God are coming forth out of their mouths to give forth wisdom so that you can understand what God's mind is concerning you. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Elder Davis. I thank God for the woman of God. I thank God for both of our panelists that came to us today and have spoken from the heart of God. See, God will give revelation. He will give clarity. He will give understanding. He will, even as the people wanted understanding of God's word. That is so important. That all of us, that we should want the word, and we should want the man or woman of God to be able to rightly divide the word of truth so that we can know truth. Because the word said we shall know the truth, and the truth will make us free. So somebody may be bound today, but if you can hear the truth of God's word, if you can rejoice in God. And I believe that people rejoice in their heart when they were able to hear the word of God. And this is something that they wanted. And as the elder, as thank God for Ms. Hooper, as they tell us that this is something that we should be able to thank God for, leaders, pastors, evangelists, prophets, teachers, whether God has called them to the fivefold ministry, that they will be able to give you the word of God. And I thank God that we can rejoice. And it's so important that we can understand the word of God. Understanding is so important. if we don't understand it, how can we live according to the word? How can we obey what we do not understand? But I thank God that God has given us, given a people that will, anointed people that will show you what thus says the word of God. Again, we'll thank God for Ms. Helen Hooper and Ellen Natasha Davis as they told to us from Nehemiah 8:1-8. And at this time, we're getting ready to go to our next subtopic, which is celebrate God's word. Come on. After you've heard the word of God, then truly you can celebrate God's word, because you know what God is saying to us. You have taken hold of the word of life. So at this time, we would like to take this opportunity to welcome to the Breakthrough broadcast Pastor Gladys Sampson. She's going to talk to us from Nehemiah, the 8th chapter, 9 through the 12th verse. Pastor Sampson.
Praise God. God bless you this evening. Happy New Year to you and to all the saints of God that are listening. Amen. Out there in Radio Land. Also, praise God to Dr. McCoy. Once again, a brand new year. Thank God. Praise the Lord that the Lord is keeping us in our right mind. And I thank God because this, looking at reading this today, I thought about, praise God, how that Nehemiah had talked to the people concerning the word of God. And when he said the people heard the word and understood the word and felt a deep conviction of sin and guilt. Because when that word came forth, amen, praise God, even though that word may convict us, but I believe that we ought to celebrate the fact that God loves us enough to tell us the truth, that we can hear what he's saying. And because when we hear what the Lord is saying, then when we become convicted enough that God wants to set us free from the sin guilt that we walk in as we go through life, I believe that, praise God, that we ought to rejoice and celebrate the fact that God has made us free. But from that 8th chapter and the 9th verse, he said, Nehemiah, which is the Tishatha, and Ezra, the priest scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, this day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites still all the people, saying, hold your peace, for the day is holy, neither be ye grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and to drink and to send portions and to make great mirth, because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. And when I was, looking at this and reading this concerning, praise God, he told them that they were not to weep, over what they had heard. But he let them to know that he had came forth, praise God, to bring about a spiritual condition, praise God, because the people was in a spiritual condition. And the chapters, I believe it's Deuteronomy 28, speak of God's blessings of judgment depending on the people's obedience or disobedience to his word. He said, in revivals, weeping when accompanied with a profound repentance in chapter 9 is a sign of work of the Holy Spirit. Turning from sin and sorrow brings the forgiveness of God and the joy of salvation. And when we, praise God, come before the Lord and we hear the word of God that has been expounded unto us, that lets us know that our sins are forgiven and that we, praise God, have a God that loves us enough to tell us the truth and to show us ourselves so that we can get it right, so that we can repent. And in doing so, this is not a place, a time for us to be sorrowful, but this is a time for us to be happy. We are to rejoice in the Lord, because this is the day of the Lord, he said. This is the day of the Lord. And then he went on to say, praise God, for this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. He said, you don't have to, praise God, continue to weep and mourn and all these things that you've been doing, because the word came. You don't have, it didn't come to make you sorrowful, but the word came, praise God, to liberate you and to make you free, that seeing what God is doing for you or has done for you, you should celebrate, praise God, that the Lord has given you, praise God, freedom and deliver us, praise God, when there was no hope for you. Praise God. But now he said unto us, now that this has been given unto you, go and give a portion unto them that nothing has been prepared for. Amen. So that, praise God, when we look and we see that, praise God, that those that are lost, those in their sins, praise God, and those that continue to walk away in darkness, amen, God has said even unto us, it's time to go and give unto them that that has been given unto us, that they may rejoice also, that they might have the joy of the Lord to be their strength. Because truly, praise God, any time that we, praise God, go into, that we come unto God, we leave full, we leave filled with the blessings and the presence of God, that we can rejoice and say, thanks be unto God who gives us the victory. He gives us liberty, praise God, in this hour. And so not only are we just to take that for ourselves, praise God, but be glad in the Lord that he is doing such a work, praise God, that he's liberating us from the bondage that we once lived under, that how we had to walk around with a guilt spirit in us, and a convicted attitude, praise God. But no longer, praise God, when we hear the word of the Lord, we hear what God is saying, then God has made it so that we should tell the people, praise God, once you repent, once you surrender your life to Christ, you no longer have to keep living in the past. Amen. You have to go and rejoice and share what God has done for you, that in this hour, praise God, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And praise God, if we can just get that over to the people today, that repentance does not bring you to a place of bondage, but repentance brings you to a place of deliverance and liberation. Praise God, because God has made you free, and you should rejoice in him today. Those of you that are saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, praise God, it's time to rejoice. It's time to thank God that God did not let you stay in your sins. Praise God, hallelujah. But he brought you to a place of conviction that we all could be saved and sanctified and set free to the truth of his will, and that is that we will go and tell somebody else the good news that you can be free, and they can rejoice with us as well. So we thank God for this time of being on the air with you today, and we pray that God will continue to bless you. And know that, praise God, God has forgiven you. If you have asked of him, he has forgiven you. And you don't have to keep, praise God, keeping yourself in bondage, but you are free. Celebrate the liberation and the freedom of God that God has given unto us in this hour. So we thank God to you out there in radio land. Praise God. Bless the Lord, for he has done great things. Love you. Be encouraged. And pray that God will continue to bless you. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
We thank God for celebrate God's word from Pastor Samson. And we're going to hear how God wants more for us to celebrate him through his word. Celebrate God's word. If we can't celebrate his word, if we don't know it, if we can't understand it, if we don't have a revelation of it. So we thank God today that we have women of God and men of God that is able to rightly divide the word of truth. At this time, we're getting ready to hear, celebrate God's word from Minister Nikia Robinson. We want to bless the Lord for her and thank, we would like to thank God for her as she comes and gives us the revelation that God has given her through his word. Minister Robinson.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy, for allowing me to share the word of the Lord today in celebrating God's word in Nehemiah 8, 9 through 12. I would like to start off by saying that Ezra, as he read the word and opened the book and he read the word standing above all the people, after he read the word, all the people answered amen. And when they answered amen, they lifted up their hands and they bowed down and they worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. And then Nehemiah began to read the commandments and the law. And then the Levites helped them to understand the word of the Lord, they were grieved. After they were crying and grieving because they understood that it is a fine line, that you have to walk a fine line in order to serve God in holiness and in righteousness. We can't just do what we want to do when serving the word, but it's the word of the Lord. He is there for a purpose. It's there in order for us to reach the kingdom of heaven. It's there in order for us to be prepared for the bridegroom. It's there for us to be cleansed. It's there because he chose us as a people to serve him and to lift him up in holiness and in righteousness and standing in, you know, the truth and in spirit of the Lord. And so they were grieved because they understood that it's going to be tight in serving him. But as Ezra and Nehemiah encouraged them, be glad, be joyful, be glad that the word of the Lord went forth, because it's here to save you, it's here to keep you, it's here to remind you where you come from and who God created you to be. As even now, when Jesus died on the cross and he shed his blood, you know, that's the word of the Lord. And so therefore we are covered and we are saved by grace, and we should celebrate that. You know, celebrate God's word, celebrate that he gives us strength. And so, you know, in the word of the Lord going forth and knowing that we are saved by the grace of the Lord, we should be thankful. And we should be thankful and grateful that Jesus, you know, submitted himself as the Lamb to go forth to give himself up in order that we be saved. He was our sins. He stood in our place, and so that is the word of the Lord. Just like he says, he was the word, and it was the beginning, and in the time, he was the word. And so we're grateful, you know, just for that. And so loving, knowing that Jesus took our place, we could die. We could be unrighteous and not living right and holy, but we are free. He made us free, and we should celebrate just that it's God's word. And even that's why we say that you should read your word daily. It's a reason why that our word should be read daily, so that it can encourage us through times and hard times and times that are needed when we are weak. He is our strength. And so in celebrating God's word, when we read it, when we hear ministers or pastors to even elaborate on the word of God as God has given them, that's a time of celebration and a time of rejoicing, even a time of strength. A time to pull on the pastor when she's ministering the word of God, so that it can be heard and it can, you know, be dwelt. It can abide in our spirit and our hearts, and we should meditate day and night on the word of the God of the Lord, so that we can walk in his statutes and his commandments as he's commanded us to be, for a reason, because he knew who we were before, you know, the foundations of the world. So therefore, we should continue to celebrate God's word, to not only celebrate it, but continue to worship him, you know, not be grieved. We continue to worship him as they did before when the word, when the book was opened, as Ezra opened it, they worshiped God and they bowed on their faces. And so we should continue doing the same thing and not be grieved in our heart. And then if it seems like it's a tight line that we should walk in the word in holiness and righteousness, we still should celebrate, because Jesus died for our sins, and so we know that he gives us the strength to walk that fine line in order to stay and continue to be with him and to reside and for him to abide in our life and our hearts. And so we should be that example for others that are lost, so that they can understand that they too can understand God's word, and they too can celebrate God's word, and they too can read God's word and get understanding through ministers or through pastors, until they can have a foundation relationship with God, you know, that he desires, that he has purposed us from the beginning of time, a commune with him daily, so that we can get him into ourselves and we be one, just as he created us to in his image. And so that, in saying that and knowing that it's in the word of God, knowing that it's in the word of God, to see that he created us in his image, that is even a word to celebrate, because now we know that we have dominion and authority, and we walk in this every day. And so that is a word of celebration, that I say, thank you, Lord, for allowing us, for creating me in your image, so I know that I have the authority in this earth to go forth daily and to speak. Lord, I need your strength, and he's there for me because he hears me. So I say thank you, you know, on a daily basis, so I won't be grieved, but I will worship the Lord, our Savior, our God. I will bow down as we did in the beginning and have that zeal that we have for the word of the Lord. Even when we are babes in Christ, we should continuously, you know, be strengthened through church and fellowship with other Christians to gain that strength, so that we can continuously have the word of the Lord on the inside of us, to continuously understand and celebrate God's word on a daily basis. And I thank you, and I say to everyone, celebrate God's word. Celebrate it in truth and in spirit. Celebrate it in holiness and in spirit and truth, in worshiping the God, our Lord, on a daily basis, because he wants us to acknowledge him daily. So I thank you, Dr. McCoy, for having me. Back to you.
Thank you, Minister Robinson. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you, women of God, for the word of God. I know that you are about now sitting on the edge of your seat. There's a joy on the inside. I believe that you can feel a peace of God that's a passing your understanding. I believe, even as you heard Ms. Hooper, Ms. Helen Hooper, Elder Natasha Davis, when they talked about understanding God's word. And then we went on as we traveled down this holy highway, this holy word, to the volume of the book of Nehemiah. And we were able to hear from Pastor Glad, Ms. Sampson, and Ms. Zakiya Robinson, as they talked about celebrate God's word. And it was such a blessing to know that we can, and it's time for us to walk the fine line. It's time for us to have a greater understanding of God's word. It's time for us to have dominion and authority, to walk in dominion and authority of his word. It's time for us to be able to worship him and to praise him. And as we read the word, our strength has been renewed. As you hear the word, because the word of God said, faith come by hearing by the word of God. So at this time, we're getting ready, get ready to experience a further move of the Holy Ghost, of his word, and be inspired the more as we present to you, obey God's word. We would like to welcome Pastor Mary Wilson as she comes and as she teaches and as she brings the word of God and take it to you that you can receive it with thanksgiving and with praise. Pastor Mary Wilson.
Amen, Dr. McCoy. God bless all of our listeners today. God bless the panelists that are on today. I'll be coming from Nehemiah 8:13-18. My topic is obeying God's word. I'll read the word of the Lord. On the second day of the month, the heads of all the families, along with the priests and the Levites, gathered around Ezra, the teacher, to give attention to the words of the law. They found written in the law which the Lord had commanded through Moses that the Israelites were to live in temporary shelters during the festival of the seventh month, and that they should proclaim this word and spread it throughout their towns and in Jerusalem. Go out into the hill country and bring back branches from olive and wild olive trees, and make myrtles, palms, and shade trees to make temporary shelters, as it is written. So the people went out and brought back bent branches and built themselves temporary shelters on their own roofs, in their courtyards, in the courts of the house of God, and in the square by the water gate, and the one by the gate of Ephraim. The whole company that had returned from exile built temporary shelters and lived in them. From the days of Joshua, son of Nun, until that day, the Israelites had not celebrated like this, and their joy was very great. Day after day, from the first day to the last, Ezra read from the book of the law. They celebrated the festival for 7 days, and on the eighth day, in accordance with the regulation, there was an assembly. My topic is obeying God's word. You have to understand the people are celebrating what's known as the Feast of Tabernacles. When Ezra was reading, what they're celebrating is the Feast of Tabernacles. This feast was to remember that their forefathers were brought out of bondage and that they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. And this was to remember what God had brought them out of, and also to remember that they wandered. And while they wandered, that God was still their God. He provided for them everything. He took care of their food. He took care of their clothes. Their shoes never wore out. Their clothes never wore out. So they were celebrating or commencing or remembering what their forefathers went through. And through this, they were obeying God's word. So as Ezra was reading from the book of the law and it was telling them what they were supposed to do, the people in return or in answer to the book, they were obedient. The first thing, they had to build temporary shelter. They had to build their homes, take branches, take myrtle, take the earth, and they had to build a temporary shelter, which was to remind them what their forefathers went to or to experience what they experienced. And they obeyed because they were not disobedient. They heard the word of the Lord. It was read to them, and their answer was to go and do it. So if the word of the Lord, when the word of the Lord said go and build temporary shelter, they went and did it. It wasn't easy. Obeying God's word, it's not easy. We hear it so many times, and a lot of people quote it, and they tell us we got to obey, and we know the scripture. We can't just be hearers of the word, but we have to be doers. The word hearer means to obey. So when you are a hearer of the word of God, it means you are actually obeying the word that has been spoken to you. So it's not enough. We hear the word here, and we think it's just an audible word. But when we look that word up, that means to obey. So if I have heard the word of God preached to me, if I've heard the word of God through the book, if I've heard the word of the Lord through the prophets, if I've heard the word of the Lord, my response is to now to obey, which means to do what God has told me to do. When they heard the word of the Lord that said to build a temporary shelter, their response was to do it. They didn't murmur. They didn't complain like their forefathers had before them. They did what God told them to do through the book of the law. When Ezra read, their response was obedience. And it's so hard for us nowadays. We live in a time where we hear it audibly, but there's not enough of producing what the Lord has spoken. So a lot of us, we sit in church, we sit up under the word, and there is no evidence of the word being worked out in our lives. So we're sitting up under the word Sunday and Wednesday, and many of us were getting fat off of the word of God, and there is no production thereafter. So now I hear the word, but I'm not a doer of the word, because all I've done is heard it in the sense with my ears. I've only taken it as far as my flesh, but it must be worked out, not just in the flesh, but in the spiritual realm as well. So now when I hear it audibly, I work it out in the natural and in the, and so God leads me to do. So we have to understand when God speaks a thing, we've got to do it. We've got to be obedient to the word of God. And there is so much disobedience in the land on today. It's not, I tell you, it is not easy. It's not easy to have to live in temporary shelter. It's not easy being brought out of my comfort zone. But when we are obeying God's word, sometimes it'll take you out of the comfortable into the uncomfortable to produce his will and his purpose. But a lot of us, we're not being obedient to the word of God. How many times have God spoken a thing? Not only has he spoken a thing, he's confirmed it through the mouth of his prophets. So we'll get a word, God confirms the word, and not only that, we're like Gideon. He says, okay, you need more confirmation. I'm going to give you the confirmation that you need, because a lot of us, we're confused. We can even back it up to the point of when God speaks, we don't always know that it's his voice speaking. So then we ask for confirmation. He gives us the confirmation in order for us to do his will and to work his word, and some of us are still stuck. So how many times have God said, go, my son, go, my start this ministry, start doing what I have told you to do, go and preach, go and prophesy, go and evangelize, go and save souls. Still stuck on the part waiting for God. We're waiting when God says, I've already spoken the word of me. I've already released it unto you, and you're still stuck. So now we have to move from just being a hearer, just taking it in our natural ears. It has to be more than just auditory. So now we have to shift, and now we have to work. We have to do what God has told us to do. So my word to the listeners to today, whatever God has spoken to you, whatever God has spoken clearly for you to do, now is the time, now is the season to do what God has said do. If he's told you start a ministry, start the ministry. If he's told you start the business, start the business. Because one thing I know, God will back up his word. So anything that God has told you to do, you have God. You have not just God, you have all of heaven backing you up. You have the angelic host waiting for you, because they're going to protect you at the unction and the word of God. They're going to cover you as you go out. So some of us were sitting on awesome prophecies. We're sitting on phenomenal words that God has released through various veins, and we have yet to move. It's time to move. When the people heard the word of the Lord, the response was to do it. Now I hear the Lord say, go and do what I told you to do. We can no longer wait and sit on the word of God. It's now time to put the word of God into action. 2013 has begun. Great year. People of God, do what the Lord has told you to do, and do not let fear come in and apprehend you. Go in faith. Believe the word of God. The word of God cannot fail. It cannot come back incomplete. Jesus was the word of God, and when he was spoken into existence, he came back and he completed the assignment. Jesus, the spoken word, the Logos, completed the assignment that God gave him to do in the earth realm. The word of the Lord cannot return unto him void. It's got to go up completed, but it cannot return completed unless we work. Christ did a work in the earth realm to go back and say, it is finished, it is done, and he took a seat by on the right hand of the Father. Now we've got to do what God has proclaimed us to do. It's now time to work. We've been prepared. We've been prophesied to enough.
We've been preached to. We know the word. We've fasted. We've prayed. Now do what the Lord has said to do. All of the earth is groaning and waiting on the sons and daughters to do what God has spoken for them to do. No longer fear, but go in faith. The promises of God are waiting on you. The return to God saying completed, it's waiting on your actions. Do what the Lord is requiring of you to do in this time frame. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Pastor Wilson. Thank you for the word of God. We're just so excited about our relationship of faith, our confidence in the Almighty God. We thank God today, you, under the sound of my voice, that you have this opportunity to recommit to God's word. I want you at this time to get ready. Those that are in our radio audience, you may be a backslider, or you may have not known Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We would like to take this opportunity to invite Jesus Christ into your life. And we're going to ask Elder Natasha Davis to come and to give the invitation to you today. And then we're going to follow with Ms. Helen Hoover. And she is going to pray for those that are sick, those that have infirmities in their bodies, and then we'll come back to you, and we want you, if you need any of these things, especially salvation, I want you to know that you can have it today. Whatever that you need of God, you can have it today. At this time, we're getting ready to go to Elder Natasha Davis.
To each and every person that is listening, please do not take this moment and this time for granted. It's not promised that you'll have tomorrow. It's not promised that you'll have this evening. It's not even promised that you will take your next breath. Ponder in your heart and thinking about where you are, recommitting yourself with Christ. It's not good enough for you to say that you know God by going to church or that your family members might be saved. The Lord does not want any of us to perish, and you don't want to take the time, or you don't want to take for granted that you know God by assuming that He's in your heart just because you go to church. But as the woman of God said just a few moments ago, is that it's time for us to obey the word of God. If you are not saved, if you are backslidden, if you've left God, now is the time and the hour that God is real. Hell is real. God is going to do just what He said. I urge you, I beckon you, and I plead with you on today that God does not want any of us to perish, but He loves us. And if you believe on Him and if you would confess in your heart the Lord Jesus and believe that He died and was resurrected just for you, today, I want to ask you to ask God to come into your heart and to live in your heart and gain a relationship with the Lord through His Son, Jesus Christ. Your life will change. It'll never be the same. The things that you can't let go of your own, God will help you. The power of the Holy Ghost will help you. He's not interested in making you somebody you're not. He already knew what you were when He made you. The only thing He wants to do is come into your heart, save your soul so that you can live eternally with Him. Won't you come? Why don't you pray today and ask sincerely for a new beginning to start in your life today? Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
At this time, we're going to Miss Helen Hoover as she comes, and she's going to pray for you. For your infirmities, for any infirmities, any sickness, one by one. Ms. Hooper.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy. Father, we come before your throne right now, Father God. First of all, thanking you for having
all power we know, Father God, in your hand in heaven and earth. Father God, I pray right now for every listening ear, Father God, that can hear my voice, that can hear the voices of the women of God. Father God, I pray for every infirmity. I command it to leave their bodies right now, Father God. I ask you, Father God, to heal, to go in, Father God, and touch wherever they're hurting, Father God. Every cancer, Father God, every headache, Father God, anything that impairs their body right now, Father God. I ask you to send the angels from heaven, Father God, with the sickles, Father God, of life, with the sickles, Father God, of healing, Father God. I ask you to send it to the hospitals like that, Father God. Anybody, Father God, with any kind of infirmities in their body, any sickness, any disease, any infection, Father God, even AIDS, Father God. I ask you to heal right now, Father God. If they're listening to my voice and they're touching that pain, Father God, if they're touching that place where they ache, Father God, I ask you to heal right now. I command it in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to send out a healing, Father God. I ask you to let the angels walk the hospital floors, Father God. Let them go into every area, Father God, that we can't go into. We know that prayer can go where we cannot go, Father God. I ask you to let this prayer ring around your throne in heaven, Father God. I ask you to send the answer right now, Father God. We pray right now for healing in everyone that is listening, Father God. Anyone that is needed, Father God. We ask you to send the answer right now, Father God. We know you can do it. Father God, we know that you have the answer, Father God. You have the answers that the doctors don't have, Father God. You have the answers that we don't even know about, Father God, in heaven. Father God, I ask you to send that angel, Father God, to that ailing person, to that old person, to the nursing homes, Father God, to the hospital, Father God, to the homes of the ones, Father God, that needs it the most, Father God, even on the deathbed, Father God, anybody on the sickbed, Father God, anyone that needs healing right now, Father God, we command it to go forth in the name of Jesus, Father God. Even that cancer, you cannot live in the body, Father God. If there is a Holy Spirit there, you cannot dwell there. We call you out right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to let this prayer ring in heaven. Send an angel right now, Father God, with a healing, Father God, that the doctors don't even know about, Father God. Send that sickle from heaven, Father God. Put that angel on assignment right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We call it done. We command it to be so. Right now, healing for everybody in the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, we count it done and we count it so. In the name of Jesus. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
We thank God for the prayer of salvation. We thank God for the prayer of healing. And we decree and declare that all has been is done in Jesus' name. We would like to take this opportunity to thank Ms. Helen Cooper, Elder Natasha Davis, Pastor Gladys Sampson, Pastor Mary Wilson, and Minister Zakia Robinson for being here today on our panel as they clearly was able to give you what thus says the word of God. We thank God for them. We bless the Lord for you. Please join us on next Saturday at the same time for the breakthrough broadcast as God again use us to give you the word of God. May God's richest blessings be upon your life.